Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young man, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I'm up. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah. Slow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the streets slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept busting, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept busting, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Now, when you're asked this proverbial question, what do you think's going to happen in 2014, your response can brand you. So let's make sure that branding is good.
My outfit on 100, what the fuck you thought? My niggas all around me, what the fuck you thought? I'm in there getting money, what the fuck you thought? If it ain't about a dollar, you can cut it short. My outfit on 100, what the fuck you thought? My niggas all around me, what the fuck you thought? I'm in there getting money, what the fuck you thought? If it ain't about a dollar, you can cut it short.
Tight down on my body like an anaconda. Black on top of black, I feel like I'm your father. Darth Vader, I'm playing my trick. You on a runway, I'm in a cockpit. Flash fly garments, I'm the nigga now. Enough to start my own clothing line. With all of this designer, I'm on autopilot. The way they got you dressed, you should kill the stylist. Just get these straps of gold, black Balenciaga. Red bottoms like the center of a target. Bullseye, I
on that Da Vinci code.
Artistic.
True religion, denim and Da Vinci clothes. Ball main bikers, I'm an outsider. I keep a large amount of hoes, I'm a firefighter. Let me touch it, is it real? Be my main squeeze.
Let go.
Tatted like a shirt I got on long sleeves. Put my name right on that check, let me know it's real. Christian Louis Vuitton to Don, I'ma put the bill. Team Jordans ain't the move, ain't nobody looking. I provide neck braces for this rare foot. I call it hood by air, I'm in a Pyrex. These are samples I got on, they didn't drop yet. My outfit on 100, what the fuck you thought? My niggas all around me, what the fuck you thought? I'm in there getting money, what the fuck you thought? If it ain't about a dollar, you can cut it short. My outfit on 100, what the fuck you thought? My niggas all around me, what the fuck you thought? I'm in there getting money, what the fuck you thought? If it ain't about a dollar, you can cut it short.
I want everything I see. I want to go in every mall, in every state, in every country and buy shit. Whether I can afford it or not, nigga, I want bitches, I want cars, I don't give a fuck. I want it all. That's what the fuck we here for.
Same life is about the dream, nigga. I'm just trying to keep it real, nigga. Same life is about the dream, nigga. I'm just trying to keep it real, nigga. Same life is about the dream, nigga. I'm just trying to keep it real, nigga. Same life is about the dream, nigga.
It's just so many women. It's just so many chains. It's just so many watches. It's just too many things. I want. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's just so many trips. It's just so many bottles. It's just too many whips. It's just too many models. I want.
I'd rather have a M than an empty pocket. If hundreds ain't in them, them jeans ain't mine. That's what I want, motherfucker. I'd never be a bum, motherfucker. We talking about like it ain't about the money. You just sound like a dumb motherfucker. A house on the hill by the lake. All real niggas can relate. You trying to book me for free? But my rent is due on today. A better life is what we after. Cause every dream I gotta capture. I always knew that I would blow up one day like a nuclear reactor.
Money, money, money. That's all I want. Big bank, honey. Honey, honey, honey. That's all I want. That's all I want. That's all I want. That's all I want. That's all I want.
From the cradle to a label. From the cater to the majors to the paper, no more neighbors. I used to say I never cared about the money till I put food on my mama's table. Followed the trail, could have been in jail. The way that I lived, could have been fatal. Must have had an angel. It's funny how I'm always on the screen, but as a teen, I never had cable. But now I want it all. The wealth, the ladies, the whips. I took a fantasy and made it exist. No one ever handed us shit. We took what we had and we made it the shit. That's transforming dusty to luxury. Being off in the cut, the cutlery. That's the gist, that's the summary. So if you feel how I'm feeling, then fuck with me.
All I want is money. Money, money, money. That's all I want. Big bank, honey. Honey, honey, honey. That's all I want.
Already, already. Welcome to Global 14. The Crack goes down every Wednesday night. I had to go ahead and do a little quick miss, little money hustle, get some money up. got the homie Golden on the line as a host. What's good, Glory?
Ain't nothing. Ready for Wednesday. Ready for Wednesday night. Was enjoying the playoffs before we got on the line. You know what I'm saying? Had to make sure I got a little bit of that basketball in. You know what I'm saying? So that got me amped up. I'm amped up for the night show.
Already. Definitely. Like I said, goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific via Global14.com, which is Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. So you're not familiar with the site, definitely go check it out. We do have a special guest tonight, Vertical, Kevin. He is the president and the founder of Vertical Global Music Distribution. So definitely looking for, promotion services. So definitely looking forward to having him on the line. He's actually already on the line, but definitely looking forward to the interview. And a goodie, a special treat, courtesy of the show, tonight's broadcast, he is actually providing a free promo code for a service that usually costs $100 for artists, which is to upload the record to the server and to the site, and then all the DJs that are registered, they'll come through, they'll get the record, they'll ask for a drop. You know, they just kind of get in contact with the artist that way, as well as receive the record. So it's a great opportunity.
That's big.
Yeah, it's huge. It's definitely good. So all of you artists that are listening, we gave a little shout out and we gave you the update and preview. And we said, hey, it's going down tonight. So that code is only going to be available for a couple of hours. So courtesy of the cut and Vertical. So shout out to him for doing that.
I can't say we ain't never gave you nothing.
Yeah, everybody, right? Because it used to be just callers. We hooked the callers up with something. But now it's like, yo, everybody, all I got to do is listen. But, yeah, all you got to do is listen. So tonight is definitely going down. So, we're going to have him on as well as get into the news, the XXL freshman cover. Rich Homie Quan, definitely hoping that he's doing much better than the reports that came out yesterday. So,
they said the homie walked out. They say he's out of the hospital now. So that's good news.
Good. That's what's up. That's nothing to play with right there. So we got some news to come up with. Got some news to cover. So we can actually, if you can let everybody know, since we do have a lot of artists listening, how they can get their record considered to be played on our show on Wednesday night. That would be super dope.
Most definitely. All they got to do is hit us up. It seems hard, but it's real simple, man. Just holler at us on Twitter. You can DM us, give us a direct message. Like we always say on the show, we love it when you send us your music, but we just don't like it when you send us your music. Send us your background, too. You know, let us know what you're pushing, what project you got going on. Let us know if you're pushing a single, an album. You know, we want a little background on you so we can introduce you the right way, set it up the right way. A lot of people like to spam us with just links. That's really not the business, because everybody does that. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you hit us up with what you got going on. Also, you can hit us up on Instagram. They got the private messages on there now, or you could just holler at us on global14.com. Onyx is Onyx254 on Global14. I'm Golden Fleece. She's Onyx254 on Twitter. I'm The Golden Fleece on Twitter. So just holler at us, man. Hit us up on the inboxes. Always private messages. You know, you don't want to see a whole bunch of spams on main page or main feed. You know what I'm saying? So just holler at us. We'll be more than happy to put you in rotation when we do our independent artist show. And it's a feedback show. We ain't to just play your music and nobody's going to say nothing about it. We're going to talk about it. If you got some dope shit, we're going to talk about how dope it is. If you got something that's kind of mediocre, may need a little help, we're going to give some constructive criticism. There may be even a special guest on the line at night that's going to give you some constructive criticism. So that's always a great show, and we always get great music. So holler at us about that, and we'll keep you notified on when the next show goes down.
Yeah, I think we definitely have one scheduled for coming up in the next few weeks. So y'all, stay tuned. Don't just tune in tonight and get something free. Stay tuned. We got a lot coming up and a lot that we can present to you guys. So is that music too loud? You know I don't have a problem asking. I'll interrupt the flow.
Nah, you know what? It's
okay,
fun.
I'm good.
It's fun. I hear it fine in the background.
I feel like I'm yelling. I'm like, I feel like, well, you know, my voice is kind of quiet anyway, so I feel like I'm yelling and doing too much. But,
Nah, it's okay, good money. Yeah. Now, right. Last week, that shit came in blasting. I remember saying, damn, what the hell is that? This week is good.
Okay, they got it together this week. Okay, well, that's what's up. Well, let me tell you guys, it's while we're waiting for Vertical to come on the line, we actually, and you know what? What's so dope is it's really about artists tonight. It's always about artists, but tonight is really about the vibe because every record that we're going to play is going to be indie, independent or a new artist coming back out, resurfacing. You guys remember Chuck from Cash Money, Hot Boys back in the day. He's actually with Rap A Lot now, if you haven't heard. And we're going to drop one of his records at one point. We played Young Main, I Hustle. We played Flash Garment, What the Fuck You Thought. and then also, we're going to drop a record before Kevin comes on, which is Vertical. Come Get It on Vertical by a rapper named XO Music out of East Texas. So she's really dope. Yeah, and if you haven't heard of it, you'll have it tonight. And then we have another independent record, but we'll get into that. We'll introduce it and talk about it when we come back. But for the
You know what's crazy?
What?
You know what's crazy, too? The guy that we'll have coming on next week with the Looney Tunes,
yes.
Jay Spools, I talked to his representation, and they said that they just did something with Vertical as well for his new record, Walter White. So, yeah,
okay,
so I was
dope.
Like, oh, that's dope. He's going to be on the show tonight. So I just talked to one of his peoples, Chris. And he's like, yeah, we just did something with Vertical for the Walter White record. So I was like, all right, that's what's up. Like, tune in, you know what I'm saying? But the homie will be on next week.
Yes. Also with Looney Tunes producer of Rihanna and Future Buzzsong. So he'll be on with him as well. Yeah, it's definitely going to be a dope night. And again, shout out to Vertical. JD was like, yo, that's dope. When he found out that he was doing a special promo vote just for tonight, and as a baby is Jermaine Dupri. So, everybody's respecting that right there. So shout out to him, and make sure you guys utilize the other services. He does have E-Flag, and he'll be on tonight to go further in depth of what he can offer and what else he does. So, yeah, shout out. And he's from Texas or New Orleans, but, you know, I think based in Texas, so... Shout out to Texas. But I want to give a quick rundown on these tests. We haven't done it in a minute, and we do got time. We're waiting for him, so I want to do that, you know? We got the number one rap joint, actually, is Iggy Azalea. I really like her featuring Charlie Fancy. Number one pop-in radio is John Legend, All of Me. Number one R&B hip-hop and Top 100 is Pharrell Happy. And then the number one R&B hip-hop album, Future, Honest. So congrats to everybody. I thought it was going to change, and it really didn't change much. So, hey, it is
you
what
know,
it
I don't
is.
Be changing much no more. You know what I'm saying? That shit
so
really
much.
Be kind of just staying the same. It used to fluctuate back in the day, but now it's just like you know what it is.
You already know. Like, when Rihanna dropped a record, you know she's number one on each, you know, pop radio. Katy Perry will be on there heavy. It hasn't really done much in the past couple months. So it is what it is. What about mixtapes or any big releases aside from the album?
We got some nice joints that didn't drop. We got a 2 Chainz, you know, the new Freebase joint. Everybody talking about, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, all the 2 Chainz fans, they're going to represent that, you know what I mean? So 2 Chainz drop music. I'm a fan, so I'll definitely be checking that out. We got the Heat Spinner DJs that dropped a joint, Mean Girls Media, Welcome to St. Louis, hosted by your boy that actually used to host 106 in Park, Shorty the Prince.
We both ran into
the homie at ATL last year.
Mhm. It's a social death anniversary. Yeah.
Right. It's a social death joint. We got another Heat Spinners DJ tape. Mean Girls Media and the Dirty Boys. They present "Winning Never Gets Old" with the homie Jody Breeze from Boys in the Hood. Ain't heard from Jody Breeze in a minute, and that's a real cool dude. I remember chopping it up with him in ATL, man. So shout out to Jody Breeze. He's out there hosting that joint. We got another Saint Lunatic. Murphy Lee dropped a joint called No ID with DJ Era. So it looked like St. Louis trying to get it in with these mixtapes.
Okay, already.
And we got a few joints. Nothing else really standing out like that. You know what I'm saying? Well, DJ MLK out of Atlanta, he got a joint called "Good Night Don't Exist in ATL." That's volume 4. So I heard that series is a great series by him. So you could always check out MLK. And there's another cat out. If you like the Migos, they got a joint with their new artist called, his name is Johnny Cinco. And he got a mixtape out called John Poppy. So check out all the quality control music cats. You know, Migos got a lot of fans and buzz out there. So they started to drop their new artist. So, you know, everybody out here trying to get it, man. Salute to everybody that dropped the mixtape and making it happen. But that's pretty much the ones that stood out to me. One more. Young Chris. Got to give Young Chris the Rockefeller fam some love. You know what I mean? He got a joint out called Gunna Season. I always been a fan of Young Chris. I think he got a dope flow. So check out the Philly boy Young Chris. Got a joint called Gunna Season. So that's dope.
Yes. I actually had an opportunity to run into him as well. There you go. I had an opportunity to run into him as well. At the DJs United conference that took place in St. Louis. So, again, St. Louis resurfacing, which is where I actually met tonight's guest, Vertical. So, speaking of tonight's guest, we're actually going to bring him up now. You can hear this instrumental in the background. I'm going to actually drop the record with Expo Music. Come get it on Vertical. So, I love the theme of that, and we're going to go ahead and get into it.
B-Monkey on the track.
You know, a lot of y'all artists going about it the wrong way. Shout out to Big Daddy, the DJ. Shout out to XO Music. She about to get y'all the game real quick. They got this site, right? Vertical.com.
XO.
If you ain't on it, you lose.
You ain't got that feedback, then come get it on Vertical. You trying to get that e-blast, then come get it on Vertical. Anytime you need that, then come get it on Vertical. Come get it on Vertical. Come get it on Vertical. You ain't got that spot yet, then come get it on Vertical. These days ain't got that, then come get it on Vertical. Your track ain't hot yet, then come get it on Vertical. Come get it on Vertical. Come
get it on Vertical.
Vertical, my website, I come and get that feedback. Yeah. Link to all them DJs at one time, I need that. Big Daddy gon' hook it up. One click and I'm gone global. You can even go hit the site from your cell phone. It's all mobile. I salute them DJs that log on and sign up. Yeah. Vertical got what you need. Them service packs, they lined up. Put your track on Vertical. Watch that thing get blasted out. Directly to them DJs. Now ain't no need to pass it out. You ain't been by Vertical. Time to make that change up. Gon' step your game up if you trying to get your name up. Now he got it, he got it, he got it, and she got it. But where they get it from? Vertical.com. You ain't got that feedback, then come get it on Vertical. You trying to get that e-blast, then come get it on Vertical. Anytime you need that, then come get it on Vertical. Come get it on Vertical. Come get it on Vertical. You ain't got that spot yet, then come get it on Vertical. DJs ain't got that, then come get it on Vertical. Your track ain't hot yet, then come get it on Vertical. Come get it on Vertical. Come
get it on Vertical.
Vertical.com.
All bitches are the same, just like my hoes, you know. All bitches are the same, just like my hoes, you know. I keep them broke. Wake up one morning with some money, the sisters to go crazy, you know. I keep them looking.
Already. Welcome back to Global 14. A crack that was Come Get It On Vertical by XO Music. Actually, have Kevin, founder and president, on the line with us right now. What's up, Kevin?
Mic check, Vertical check, and then what's up, people?
Kevin on the line, Vertical on the line. What's up, brother?
Hey, man, how y'all doing, man? I'm so proud of y'all, what y'all doing, bro. You have no idea, man.
That's awesome.
I'm serious, man. Like, you know, just the whole, you know, I've seen you guys work and grow, and I've been a fan for a long time, so, you know, it's just good that I'm on here now, but I see the work, you know, and I know what it takes to have something successful, so I just appreciate you guys for having me on, man. I'm proud of y'all.
Thank you very much, brother. That means a lot, you know what I mean? Me and Honest, we love to hear stuff like that, man, for real.
Definitely,
yeah,
man.
Most definitely. Yeah, we really appreciate that. And I got to tell you, when I just brought Kevin on the line, I was like, yo, that song is dope. Yo, EXO Music.
Oh, they've been in on that joint.
Yes.
Yeah. EXO, yeah, she really blessed me with a, you know, with a theme song. It just happens to be my favorite song, not just because she keeps saying the name of my company over and over, but she did a good job. It's a cool beat, you know, and, you know, come get it on Vertical. That's really what it's all about. But I just got a couple of ground rules for tonight, if y'all don't mind. And the only ground rule I have is, this is the only ground rule, we just got to keep it 100 all night. I don't know how to really, you know. I don't know how to, you know, operate any other way, so hopefully I don't offend anybody, but I'm going to try to, you know, give y'all as much knowledge and as much information that I have to keep it 100 with y'all, so, you know, the people that's listening in, they'll get the real. So, you know, that's all I ask, and, you know, we ain't got to do the high-level stuff. Let's get right into it on any questions that you all may have, and, you know, if you want to know exactly what we do, then, I mean, I'm ready to do it, so I've been looking forward to this.
Oh,
man,
that's
it. Right
where
we get down.
Yeah, this is just right up the alley, right? Like, this is all the way real. So thank you so much for that ground rule, homie. And I can hear the New Orleans accent coming out. I know you're actually born in New Orleans. So can you kind of give us let's get into your background a little bit. We got time to do that. Tell us about, you know, yourself when you was
kind of
growing up, the childhood background and whatnot.
Okay, I'm born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana. I claim 504 all day, you know. I still got a 504 number, even though I haven't lived there for a few years. But nonetheless, you know, growing up in New Orleans, it's kind of hard to grow up in New Orleans and not be around music or associated with music and, you know, play the number of instruments. And, you know, I got hooked on this music thing at a real young age. About some really, you know, some real key people. And I started DJing many, many years ago. And I just love the craft of DJing. And, you know, it took me a few years to really learn how to do it. And then once I kind of got on to it, you know, and started making money back in the 90s DJing, it just evolved from there, you know. And I've been associated with every side of the music business that you can think of. I had my own label. I even dropped my own single several years back that was successful and, you know, just did everything. But it always kind of came back to me from the DJ perspective, because I just love DJing. I just love mixing, you know, scratching, rocking parties. I just love the whole craft. And that's what everything that I do is based on, is about the DJs. And Vertical was created really for the DJs. You know, just to give, you know, your listeners a brief, you know, history, you know, back in the day, you know, for a DJ to get music for free, you had to be, you know, on a record pool, you know, by the labels. And it was individual labels. It wasn't like, you know, conglomerates or whatever that just sent you all the music. You had to be on Jive, you had to be on RCA, you had to be on Def Jam, and they would actually send you the record. And for you to be able to stay on the record pool, you actually had to fill out these forms and mail them back. This was before we had fax machines. I'm not trying to date myself. I'm just giving you the experience. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, anybody listening will know this. So, you know, and everybody wanted to get the music, you know, because it was expensive. You know, back in the day, you know, you had to buy, you know, actually 12 inches. You're talking about $7-$8 a pop. And if you was a real DJ, you had to buy two of them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so that was just, you know, so that was just it. But nonetheless, that actually continued and it transferred over to CDs. And, you know, around that time, I was thinking to myself, it's got to be a better way to get this music out to DJs than every time I walk up to my door, I just got boxes stacked to the ceiling of music that I actually had to listen to. So it just kind of generated from there, well, it evolved from there and just kind of moved me in a direction of I think we can do this better. And then we just kind of tried to digitize it and leverage the internet. Now, I'll be honest with you, when I first started creating Vertical, probably 60 to 70% of the people that I service today didn't even have an email address. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because it just wasn't, you know, we weren't there technologically. But, you know, and I'm out trying to sell a product saying, yeah, man, you can send your music over the internet. And they're like, what's that? You know, and I can email your record. They're like, I don't have an email address. I'm like, oh, my goodness, we got to start all the way from scratch. But, you know, eventually, you know, now if you don't have an email address, you must live in a cave. But, you know, that's just kind of where it all started from New Orleans and evolved into Vertical, which is a music promotion company now servicing DJs in over 150 countries with new music every day. And DJs subscribe to service thousands of DJs with the click of a button. So no longer, you know, do we have to, you know, wait for the mailman to come to drop us off a big box. We can do everything within a matter of seconds. So that's the quick overview. I'm sorry for talking so long.
No, that's just glad to have you. Yeah, this is definitely what that's for. Is there anybody at this time when you're looking into this transition, like you said, at one point you had to do the forms and all of that, was there anybody at that time was like, that's not going to be effective, that's not going to work, when you were trying to transition anything? How was that, the backlash on that?
When I tell you almost everybody, you know, because it was just, you know, you really, you know, it was just something that was just like, you know, if you think about, you know, Alexander Graham Bell, the person that invented the telephone, you know, a lot of people probably thought he was on drugs when he said, man, I want to talk to somebody that's not even right here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
you
know, when I'm introducing this concept of, you know, a DJ can get this song electronically and get all of the versions, the clean, the dirty, the instrumental, the acapellas, the DJ intros, I can send this to him with a click of a button. He can let me know what he thinks about the song, rate it, download it, and be playing it in minutes. It was like, man, you know, good luck, you know. And a lot of people really didn't understand it, but I just had the vision. From being a DJ, I knew it had to be a simpler way, you know, because I was still getting records, and I had shifted to CDs. Then I was still getting CDs, and I had shifted to digital as far as a DJ, you know. So all my artists that's listening, you know, I mean, 9 times out of 10, if you actually bring a CD to a DJ, a professional DJ these days, he probably doesn't even have the hardware to play it, even if he has a laptop, you know. You're starting to see controllers, people, and things like that. So hopefully that answered your question.
Yeah, it definitely did. It definitely did. I was just interested in knowing, especially when the labels, that's kind of, in a way, messing with their money. So I could see a lot of people having some resistance in a new movement taking place from, you know. Oh, wow. Really? Okay.
Woo. Yeah, I don't know where that came from. Look, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. But you know what? That might have been the record labels trying to send us a missile. But you know what? I did, and I still do get a little bit of, I get a little pushback from you know, from some companies, because if you think about it, it was a whole department of people that actually did it. You know what I'm saying? It took somebody to get the records, and, you know, I mean, you're taking away somebody's job when you introduce technology. And, you know, what I tried to sell to the companies, to the majors, and also the independent was, I'm about to save you a lot of money from postage and everything else, because it costs the print labels, send it in the mail. And then once you send it, do you even know if the person on the other end is, number one, going to receive it, and if they're going to listen to it, and what they think about it once they listen, you know? So that's just kind of, you know, and we still have that challenge today, you know, as far as selling, you know, the whole system to people. But it works. We've been in business 8 years, and we've grown to, you know, one of the premier music promotion companies in the world. We're real proud of it. And I really feel like we're just getting started, to be truthful with you.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing I have to say this as well to the artists that aren't familiar with your services, and then everybody that is, you know, telling a lot of celebrity PRs and people who are within the industry, like, hey, Vertical's coming on. And, I mean, they were like, yeah, that's dope. And, I mean, they're really excited. Even Jermaine Dupri was like, yo, that's dope. He's giving them a free code to do, you know, mentioned before. Like, everybody is really excited about that, and they know how vital and important this service can be for artists. So let's talk about some of the things that Vertical can do. You gave a brief overview, but what are some of the things that an artist and then also a DJ can do via Vertical?
Right. Well, you know what, we are set up to service two main people, the artist and the DJ. And probably more importantly for me being the DJ, everything that we set up makes it extremely simple for DJs to listen to the artist's music. Once they listen to the music, they can leave that artist feedback. Now, that feedback that the DJ leaves can be qualitative and quantitative. For example, they rate it on a scale from 1 to 5, 5 being best. And they can also leave feedback like, hey, listen, I really like the song. I would like to do an interview with you. I'd like a drop. So it actually connects the artist directly with the DJ. And that, you know, I mean, as an artist, all an artist really wants to do is be heard. You know, once you drop that, you know, that song out of the studio, you probably walk out and say, man, let's check this out, listen to this. So from an artist perspective, we make it very simple for DJs to listen to your music. And on the DJ side, we let the DJs get the music in a very professional format in a very timely manner. You know, when you go on our website, it's all about music. You know, we have opportunities to have all type of folks advertise, but we don't try, but it's mandatory that everything we do is musically related and it's legitimate, you know, as far as artists and what we offer on the site. So, you know, when you go to the site, you don't have to wait 45 seconds to download a song. You don't have to wonder on which button do I click to download the song. And, you know, you're concerned about getting a virus and things like that. I mean, all that's important. And as a professional DJ, I receive over 100 songs a day. I'll be honest with you. Any professional DJ is probably receiving a minimum of 100 songs a day. So you have to align yourself with a company that makes it easy for the DJ to listen to the song, leave feedback on the song, and actually retrieve the song so they can play your record.
And so what are some of the requirements as well? Because I imagine anybody can't just upload a song. There may be other things that they need to do as far as registering. Can you kind of let the artist know what they could be prepared for before?
Absolutely. Well, you know, first of all, the artists or the labels must first register. So if anybody's listening and you have your music ready and you're going to be ready to upload music in a little bit when we do this free promo code thing, which we rarely ever do this. I do this like twice a year, and this is my first time doing this year. But, you know, I mean, you have to be ready. You have to have your artwork ready. You have to have all the information about your project, you know, ready. We like to think that the music is mixed and mastered. Also, from a DJ's perspective, and this is a little bit of knowledge, you know, we accept MP3s. That's pretty much where we are as DJs now with digital music. And we strongly require, and in many cases, I think we're moving to almost mandating that the MP3s are 320 kilobytes per second or better in quality. A short education lesson. When you compress your songs from a WAV file, which is a raw format from a studio after it's mixed and mastered, when you compress it to an MP3, you can compress it all the way down to where it's very poor quality, but the high level compression on an MP3 is 320. So we have some DJs and radio stations that don't even play music unless it's 320 kilobytes per second. And you got to remember, we service DJs in over 150 countries. So the last thing is you want to service your music out, pay your money, and then a DJ tell you, oh, I can't play it because the quality's not there. So, you know, having pretty much package ready to go is what we require. And then, you know, we do have our prices listed on Vertical for the services that we offer. Now, we do email the songs out. We do have banner ads that we do and a number of different things, and it's under the pricing tab. But anybody listening right now, go to the website, vertical.com, spelled V-I-R-D-I-K-O, and register as a client. And in a little bit, I'll tell you how to get your music actually uploaded for free, which normally costs $100. But for the night and this special night that we have here, it's going to be free for everybody listening, and I'll keep it active until midnight.
Alrighty.
All right. Real dope.
Oh, gosh.
Take advantage of that, y'all. I know if y'all listening, y'all better be on that computer, your cell phone, something.
Yeah.
Most definitely. And then you being a DJ as well, let's talk about, do you get approached right now when you're out and about moving around, people approaching you with records and music? How do you feel about building the relationship with the DJ artist needed to do that before just, here's my CD, here's my CD, here's my CD?
Oh, I'm so glad that you said that. That's probably one of my biggest pet peeves in the world. That is probably, you know, that's the easiest way to get the support of a DJ and the easiest way to irritate a DJ. You know, and I you know, I tell people, you have to think about it from a professional DJ's perspective. And, you know, I DJ, you know, sometimes it may be 50 people, sometimes it may be 1,500 people, sometimes it may be 3,000 people that I'm DJing in front of. So my job is to keep this crowd as engaged as possible and keep my party moving and live, because really I'm only as good as the last time I DJed as a professional DJ, because I can be replaced next week. You know, now we're going to bring somebody else in. We're moving in a different direction. So, you know, you actually have to make sure as a DJ, a professional DJ, that you keep, you know, you keep your system turned all the way up, and that's what it is. So, you know, just imagine if somebody's, you know, having, you know, conducting an operation on your grandmother, and then they're walking up trying to hand them CDs, you know, and it's open-heart surgery, you know. I mean, professional DJs really take their job serious. But, you know, I tell you know, everybody, hey, man, look, I'm working right now. Give me a call on Monday or Tuesday during the day. Let's sit down and have lunch and build a relationship. Because nine times out of ten, any DJ, when he's in the heart of his set, he's not going to put on a brand new song. And it's nothing against that artist or the music, but the crowd is coming to the party for familiarity. They're coming to hear something that they already know. Not that DJs can't break music, but, you know, there's a time and there's a place to do it. And like I said, with the new technology, you know, I have a laptop and a controller in front of me or turntables, and I can't even accept CDs anymore. You know, I changed my CD port to a solid-state hard drive for additional hard drive space for music. So I can't even accept CDs, so you're bringing me a CD that I can't play anyway, and then you want to sit down and tell me how hot the record is. You know, and a lot of artists, I'm telling you, if I don't hear this, man, this is the hottest record ever. I'm like, oh, my God. So right now, you just set this expectation, like, this shit better be hot. Excuse me for cursing. Right. I don't know if this is if children are listening. But, like, this record better be, like, oh, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, and then I put the record on. I'm like, oh, my God. So then I'm driving home, and I'm on I-75, and then I'm playing Frisbee with your CD. I'm trying to see how far out of the window I can sling it. But I'm just keeping it real, you know? And then I get CDs that don't have any labels on that, but I'm not going to dwell on that. But to answer your question, I would suggest artists get the DJ's call and say, hey, man, look, can I give you a call Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday when you're not working? Let's sit down and have lunch. I'll let you hear my music. And then, you know, move from there. You know, and just because the DJ doesn't play your music, you know, you don't want to kill the DJ and, you know, you don't want to jump on the DJ. But sometimes DJs don't have the capabilities of playing it. And why would you want to clear the dance floor with your record? You know, and he puts your record on and everybody walks off the dance floor. So, like I say, excuse me for being so winded, but this is what I do for a living. So, you know, so I'm just trying to tell you how it really goes.
They need that information, man.
They really do, and that's why it's so dope to have this phone interview and the time to set aside properly, just like as an artist could, you know, to actually set an appointment, set a scheduled time where we can get this information and get the resources and services as well as what knowledge you have. And also just to how I met you, Kevin, even, you know, being from Texas, knowing a vertical for a very long time, with Texas and Louisiana having such a close relationship,
right.
Meeting you at the conference, that's a perfect place for artists to go to build and to begin to at least exchange a card or two, you know? So I think that's...
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what it's all for. It's all about networking, you know, and what I see is I see growing tension between DJs and artists in every market that I go to. And I don't know what the solution is. I've been trying to think of it. But there is a growing tension. You know, DJs, you know, artists feel like DJs aren't supporting them. You know, DJs feel like artists aren't supporting them. And it's just, it's a growing tension. But I'm going to try and address that at my next vertical mixer, which is going to be in July, which I do every 4 months in Dallas. And we move around, you know, city to city throughout the month. But I don't know if we have the solution, but I'm going to try to, you know, lock myself in a room with some like-minded people and some educated people to figure out how we can actually relieve some of this tension and stress, because there's a lot of it out there. You guys have no clue.
It's definitely out there.
It is.
You know.
Yeah, it really is. Definitely people. And I know one thing for sure, unfortunately, artists, they feel entitled a lot of times, and it's kind of like, yo, you haven't really done anything, you know. And then also they feel like... people are beating up on them, but like, this is the industry, this is real, and they're trying to help you. You have to be able to take that constructive criticism, and you need to just accept it, as in any other industry. So Thank you for sharing that.
Also, the lines are getting blurred. I definitely hear what Vertical's saying. I see it in every city, too, when we touch down. A DJ is an artist now, like more so than they were before. So the roles are getting crossed. Like, DJs are getting money like artists would get money. So pretty much it's become a job to actually be that DJ, especially when they started actually putting out DJ albums and actually making money from record labels through it. I'll never forget going up to New York, and there was a big beef with two of the major New York DJs because they couldn't play another artist's record because he was from another label, because they were signed to a major record label. So that just took off half of the artists in New York that you could be playing their record because you're signed to a record label yourself to actually release music. I thought when that started happening, there started a lot of tension between artists and DJs because they're like, come on, you work in like five clubs, my man. Your job is to play popular people's music. You telling me you can't play it because you signed with Def Jam? What am I supposed to do?
Right. That's real, bro. That's real.
You know what I'm saying? The line
I understand exactly what you're saying. I mean, and that's part of the tension. But I think there is a solution. I'm the ultimate optimist. I really think all this is, you know, can be figured out. It just drives me crazy that I go from city to city and I can just hear the same, comments and the same issues, you know. Artists listening, I always try to offer some type of solutions. One thing that I was gravely opposed to as a DJ was an artist giving me a mixtape. That might be what, that's such waste of time and waste of money because if I've never heard of you, I'm not going to listen to your whole 8 minutes of you yelling or something, somebody else.
I'm not
going to do it. I just don't have the time. Like, if I had to listen to all of the CDs that I got from South by Southwest, it'll be 3 years before I got through all of them, literally. And you're giving me a full a full CD, and I'm like, bro, like, tell me which one of these songs on this CD is your single. Like, what is the one? Like, I want to know what is the one. Like, what's the one that's going to take you to the next level? And they're like, they really couldn't tell me. So it's like, well, when you figure that out, you know, you need a single because I'm not about to listen to 80 minutes of you, and I have never heard of you. You know, it's hard enough for me to listen to 80 minutes of anybody's CD, you know, to keep it 100. Right. So here's my solution. If I give you a problem, I'm going to give you a solution. So this is my suggestion to artists. You know, whatever city that you're in, I think you need to identify which DJs are mixtape DJs, okay? And you need to identify which DJs are record-breaking DJs because there is a total difference in a regular DJ and a DJ that breaks records. And I think sometimes the artists give all DJs too much credit when some of us may not be a record breaker. But you need to find, 10 or 20 DJs in your region or your area that does mixtapes and say, well, listen, how much is it for me to get a slot on your mixtape? Okay? He may pay you $25 or $50, but if you're going to spend $1,000, getting an insert created and doing a mixtape, you know what? Spread that money around all those DJs for a slot on their mixtape. So instead of being on 200 CDs that you're going to get printed and you're going to give to me and I'm going to throw away, now you can actually put it on these DJs in the region's CD that you know they're going to get 1,000 to 2,000 printed. So right now, you could be on 20,000 CDs. And as a DJ, I'm more prone to listen to another DJ's mixtape than I am to an artist's full mixtape. You follow me?
Absolutely.
My fellow DJ Onyx, I know she ain't going to put no foolishness on her mixtape, so let me check it out. And then I'm listening, I never heard that before. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's got to be banging if she put it on her tape. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm giving y'all a solution. So find out those DJs. It may cost you $25 a slot, but you know one thing, that DJ is going to promote his mixtape. If you're on it, then you're being promoted right along with that DJ,
Absolutely.
And that's how you
Most
build a
definitely.
I'm gonna try to tell everything that I know tonight, but after tonight I'm charging. I'm just letting y'all know. After midnight,
you feel me?
I'm charging 1995. It's 1995.
She said he put the 95 on that joint.
Straight up. I'm glad you said that. I had somebody yesterday send me, like you said, you get 100. I can't even count how many people send us stuff, especially myself. And I'm just like, what is this single? And what am I supposed to do with this? The spam. We were just talking about the spam. Don't just shoot us a link. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? You know, is this the single?
Right.
Is this the record? Did you want feedback? Did you want, you know, what is it? So I definitely agree with everything you said, and so glad for you to come on here and tell the artist as well and vouch and just say, yes, this is how you do it. And also found it interesting what you said about the DJs. Not everybody breaks the records, or, you know, because DJ Baby Drew came on, and he said, I'm not a record breaker. I don't want to break your record. He was like, I want
right.
to play with hot. And that's how he is. He said, don't bring me nothing. I don't want to work. He said, that's just how his style is. So,
right.
definitely.
Right. And you can't, you know what? You can't be mad with that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And hopefully the artist, you know, don't get mad with that. Like, oh, you know, he job or this. And you can't do that. Like, that's not what he set up for, you know. And really, you know, now, I don't know. I don't know how it is, you know, you in your area. But here in Dallas, Texas, the clubs close at 2 o'clock. Everybody gets to the club really at midnight. I don't know if that's a trend
mm-hmm.
or what it is. But, you know, you got
mm-hmm.
2 hours. I got 120 minutes to play about 200 songs because I got somebody that wants to hear ATL music, local music, reggae music. They want to hear a little pop, a little top 40. You know, I got to do a little old school. I got to get down dirty and, you know, in the dirty south. They want to hear bounce music. So I have to
mm-hmm.
orchestrate all this in my mind in 2 hours to keep all these people satisfied. And then you bringing me a CD with no name on it, with a Sharpie on it, saying this shit is hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, really? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And no, I don't want you to buy me a drink. I don't drink alcohol.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so no, don't buy me a drink. I don't want you to drink. You feel me? But that's just, you know, I'm keeping it real. I'm trying to let y'all know. I'm trying to let y'all know.
Well,
what
they
I'm
need
doing.
To be educated about it. And I'm, you know, our show is the format for it. We definitely
mm-hmm.
been giving people hard criticism since we've been on here. You know, the thing is, I think it's education, you know what I'm saying? And we don't come across abrasive. You're not coming across abrasive. You're coming
mm-hmm.
across the right way. You're offering, you letting people know problems, but then you're giving solutions. I think that the whole DJ thing definitely has to be known by these artists. There is different DJs. You got your club DJs. You got your mixtape DJs. You got your radio station DJs. And just like you said, if you understand reaching an audience, you always want to try to tap into an infrastructure that has an audience, like a Vertigo,
right.
like a mixtape
mm-hmm.
DJ that posts his stuff on live mixtapes or that piff every month or every 2 weeks. If you're doing a CD yourself with 15 songs on it, like you said, where's your fan base at? Do you even have that built? Well, if so, you might not want to be doing 15 songs. You might want to be trying
mm-hmm.
to get a fan base with one song and then
right.
seeing if they want to hear your whole tape. You know, I like the whole vertical movement, man, and I just
mm-hmm.
wanted to ask you a few questions about how you feel about other people's sites that try to offer these services. What is the one thing Vertigo says that, you know what, we got to make sure that we service these artists the right way? Because, you know, there's a bunch of pop-up sites out there. There's email blasting people, but you don't know who it's getting to. You don't know where it's going. What's your method to where you say, you know what, this is how we've grown so much because we make sure we take care of these artists by doing A, B, and C?
Right. Well, And not that I'm giving out trade secrets or anything on my company or anything that we're doing, you know, I mean, it's really no secret. I'm going to be truthful with you, bro. One thing that
right.
we have done is three things, and this is what I believe in any business that you're going to start. If you're going to bake cookies or you're going to do a company like Vertigo, number one, it has to be simple. So simple that a caveman can do it, literally. You know what I'm saying? And you have to be consistent. You know, for the last 7 years, you know, we have delivered music to DJs around the world consistently. You know,
right.
and it is effective. It's got to be simple. has got to be consistent, and it has to be effective. And when I see that, it's effective for the artist, because now the artist, I'm providing a solution for the artist, and I'm providing a solution for the DJ, you know. And any, you know, anybody else that has a system that can do those three things, and I don't care what you call it or what it is, you're going to be successful.
Right.
If an artist, and you can keep your music simple, you can stay consistently making good music, and it's effective to where people like what you're, you know, what you're doing. I don't care what you're doing, but that's the three things that I do. Now, there's a lot of people that have come and have gone from this business because it's not an easy business, you know. You think about the turnover in DJs. That's one thing that we actually have to manage. Somebody who was DJing 7 years ago, and there's a good probability that they're not DJing now. You
right.
Know? So I have to be able to reach the younger DJs, the older DJs, and be able to satisfy all of them. Somebody that's just, you know, learning how to DJ. You know, I have to be able to reach those people. And we have things in place to reach all levels of DJs, experienced DJs, new, so on and so forth. And I think that's what kind of sets us apart. And being a DJ, I understand the life. You know what I'm saying? I understand
right.
what's needed.
Right.
So every change that we make on our website is based on, well, you know what, this might be a good idea. For example, we have a feature on our website, and I'm going to keep it 100 with you.
Mm-hmm.
We show where how many times your song is played for a given month, okay? Now, I'm a DJ. If I see that this song has played 3,000 times on my site and it's only been downloaded 4 times, then guess what? That's probably
right.
not a hot record. You feel me?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, so, like, you know, don't be mad with me, and I'm not mad with you, but you probably don't have a hot record, but 3,000 people didn't listen to it. You feel me?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, now, if it's played 3,000 times and you got 1,700 downloads from DJs and you can actually see the feedback from those DJs, then it doesn't even really matter what it sounds like. I got to get it because I got to have it. Because my brothers and
yeah,
sisters
exactly.
said that, you know what, I probably got a hot record. You feel me? So
no, I love
that's
that.
Just kind of, you know,
that.
That, and, you know, and that's just something, you know, from a DJ's perspective, because I want to know what my fellow DJs are playing. I want to know what y'all rocking on y'all show. You know, like the money, mm-hmm. money, money joint that y'all was playing when I first logged on. I was like, man, who is that? You know what I'm saying? I was trying to figure out who it was because
yeah.
I never heard it. You
yeah,
know, and I'm
B-O-B.
Like,
right. B.O.B.'s joint.
B.O.B. all
you,
out.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, see, and I had never really, you know what I'm saying? Like, that hadn't even got to me yet. Which I get so much stuff, I may have missed it, but it was still a hot joint, you know, and he was flowing, it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got to send a quick shout-out to some of y'all listeners that's actually registering, Michelle Underwood in Barnesville, Georgia, and we got somebody else that registered so far, Lorenzo Swinton, he's in Clarksville, Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
so we got a couple of people that's registering. Whenever y'all ready to release this this promo code, y'all let me know, so I don't want to lose their attention when I announce it, but you know, I got it all set up and ready to go, and I'm waiting to hear the music.
Okay. Okay. Now, shout out to everybody that's out over there registering, Lorenzo, Michelle Underwood, because it's definitely a great opportunity. Excellent feedback on the site. You know, we want to make sure that you know what you're dealing with when you go to Vertico, and you just heard him say, you actually can track and see what the DJ community is dealing with when they listen to your record. To us, all those things are big time because they allow you to quantify what's going on with your music. You're not throwing something against the wall and seeing if it sticks. You're actually getting results, and you're actually getting feedback. You know, a lot of people say, I email my record and I never get no feedback. Well, here's a site where you can upload your music and actually get feedback from the community that plays music, the DJ community, the most important
mm-hmm.
community when it comes to music. You know what I'm saying? Because they're the ones that's going to make your shit travel. So another thing that I wanted to ask you, Kevin, is that when you listen to music today and you see
yep.
all these different genres, they're coming up. You got the EDM exploding. You know, our cornerstone is hip hop. You got house music. Do you guys make it? Do you guys make it mandatory that you keep a different array of DJs, like EDM DJs, house DJs, hip hop DJs? Like, you, the genres are important to you on Vertico. Yes or no?
Yes. Yeah, it's okay. Absolutely important. You know, I come from a hip-hop background, and that, you know, that, when we first started, that was probably 100% of what we service.
Right.
But, you know, from traveling around this beautiful country of ours, it's so many different genres of music that
yes.
I really wish that I could have it all. So that's why we actually keep a team in place and a process in place to actually reach out and try to leverage the DJs on EDM, because you got some EDM DJs that will never play something that, you know, a mainstream DJ would play.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's so many different genres, and I tell you, that's kind of like my wish list. That's like, you know, my wish list for the company is for, like, any DJ, for regardless of your genre, to come on the site. Now, we have it to where you can search by genre and do different things like that, but the question that you ask is so critical, and I understand where you're going with it, because we actually have to keep reinventing ourselves as a company.
Yes,
and
indeed.
We have to keep pulling in those DJs, you know. And
yeah.
one important thing is, like, a DJ may come, it may be an EDM DJ that's on our site, right? He may not like the record, but he's gonna take that instrumental and he's gonna make his own remix to it.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
So that's why
mm-hmm.
it's so important to continue to provide all versions of your songs: radio, dirty, clean, instrumental, acapellas, so on and so forth. And you think about it, you got the Bay Area with their sound that's, you know, killing it, DJ Mustard. You
yes.
go to D.C., they got Go-Go. You go to New Orleans, they got Bounce Music. Even in Houston, they still do Screw, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you got, you know, house music, techno, EDM. You still got the East Coast, you know what I'm saying, with the grimy. You still got bass music, booty music over in Florida. So just think about all those genres of music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to actually give y'all an idea that I have, all right, for any artists out there. Let me tell you what I'm thinking would be the dopest. Now, this is one album that I will buy. Just imagine this concept. Somebody made a record. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you, Onyx. Let's say, Onyx, you made a record, right? And
okay.
it was a nice record. I mean, it was jamming. But just think if you released an album of that one record with all those different versions: a bounce version, a screw version,
mm-hmm.
a Bay Area version, a go-go version, a bass version. Just think about that, you know. And then you would satisfy all of these things at one time.
That's,
you know,
amazing.
You probably have to get the hottest producers to do it. Because if I go to an EDM DJ, he's not going to play a bounce record. But he'll take the acapella and put
mm-hmm.
it over an EDM track. Feel me?
Right.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
somebody's going to do that, and I'm not going to get credit, but I don't mind. You know, bless the Lord. So
that's awesome.
Because it's coming from an artist standpoint. Like, there's people out there that's actually taken, like, I was hearing some stuff on EDM the other day, and it was samples from Total and also SWV, like old R&B groups from the 90s. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I was catching them samples, like, oh, shit. They grabbed something from Total. They grabbed some vocals from SWV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these cats are listening to music and incorporating it into their. And what you just said is basically, okay, now, artists, you take that initiative, see what these guys are doing, and cover that yourself for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that, it's a brilliant idea. And the funny thing about it is, you got to keep reinventing yourself, whether you're a site, whether you're a producer, whether you're an artist, because it's a 24-hour cycle out here. Shit is changing all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So
mm-hmm.
an idea like that just puts you ahead of the curve, because you're thinking ahead by saying, you know what,
mm-hmm.
that EDM cat, I can get him to love this song too. Let me get one of the top producers in EDM or somebody on a site that knows how to do EDM to remix this record. So, yeah, artists, if you're listening, if you ain't catch that, he just dropped a gem on you. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely,
crazy. Definitely
a jewel right there that you gave him.
Absolutely.
Now with Vertigo, I want to make sure I pronounce it right. Vertigo. Now you got, I see you even have models on this site. So,
yeah,
I got
a few models. I don't know. It's more of a distraction, to be honest with you, because sometimes I'm on the model page more than on the music page. But don't call me. Don't call me for that. No.
Hey, I ain't mad at you, brother.
Yeah, you, Lawrence, I started sweating immediately when you said that. But nah, to keep it 100 with you, as far as the model thing, I actually have another company that's actually I'm negotiating with right now to actually assume that entire piece of the business. I thought that I could do both of them, but the whole model thing is really, man, it's a full-time business, you know. And mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you, that's not my lane, so I'm not even, I'm in it, but, you know, I'd much rather turn it over to somebody that's really focused on that, and they have, more experience and knowledge in that, like me as far as DJing and music promotion. So that's definitely something that I enjoy, but I just, I don't have enough time, and I need to focus on where my core business is, you know.
No, I understand completely. I saw it on the site when I was researching everything, and I was like, okay, well, maybe, Onyx and I used to actually interview models because mm-hmm. they're a big part of the music industry as well. They help push music by being in the videos and tweeting things out. So I was like, wow, I see you got models on here too. So I wanted to ask you about that because maybe we can help them out. We got them to listen to the show. Yeah. A lot of them have been on the show. But that's cool. You're exactly right. That business is a whole different booming business in itself, and it definitely takes some time and some patience, and you got to definitely be on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We definitely get it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wanted to say let's do without further ado, man. Let's do that promo code because I know people are listening for it, and let's share that with the listeners out there.
All right, cool. Well, this is what we're gonna do. We just had somebody else register to who? Prince and Colleen, Texas. That's your folks. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, nonetheless, look. All right. Here's the deal. So once all of my artists on the line, once you go to Vertical and you register as a client, okay, register as a client, and it only takes about 20 seconds. Then you click, once after you're logged in, it says submit new Vertical, which means you're about to submit your music to Vertical to be listed on the website in the library, okay? So for you to bypass the payment where it asks you to pay, this is the promo code, and it's going to be active for another 4 hours. It's Global 14. Global is all lowercase,
hey.
And the number 14 together. It's Global 14, all lowercase, and all together. GLOBAL14, all together. Global 14.
All right.
And it's very simple. Once you do that, it's going to bypass the payment, and it's going to ask you the name of the artist, who's the producer. It's going to ask you your Twitter, your Instagram, which email address you want the feedback to go to, which your city, which your state. Everything that the DJ, if a DJ is interested in your music, on how to find you and hear more of you and actually get in contact with you, you know, if they like your music. All I ask is please try to put your best song up if you could. And like I said, I rarely do this, but I think this is a special night, and I appreciate you guys for having me, and I would like to introduce your listeners to Vertical, and I think they're going to enjoy what we do for them.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome, man. If we had an applause button, we'd push that joint right now.
It's
very rare, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, people want to give artists something to push themselves forward. It's a hard road out here for a lot of independent artists, so whenever we can get somebody like yourself on here that's willing to share an opportunity, we think very highly of it and very highly of the people that's willing to do it. So thanks for that, Kevin. That's real, brother.
No, man, you are welcome, and like I said, I'm proud of you guys, and trust me, I pay attention and I follow, so I'm just elated to be on the call, man, to be honest with you. I just like to associate myself with positivity, and definitely what you guys got going, man, is real dope.
We really appreciate
indeed,
that.
Man.
Most definitely.
I see we got to talk about his hot tracks too, Onyx, because we've seen the hot tracks on the site.
Yeah,
how do you pick your hot tracks on the site, Kev?
Well, it's it automatically calculates the songs that are most listened to, and it's real time. So, you can go on the site as a DJ and say, okay, what's the hottest tracks? What's the top 20 tracks? And like I said, all of this is for the DJs, man. We got over 4,000 songs on this and service packs on the website. But as a DJ, I just want to see what's the hottest stuff. What do I definitely need to grab, from an independent or from a major label? So trust me, that's actually the most visited link on the website, as you can quite imagine. And right now, the number one song is a remix to Lil Jon's "Turned Down for What." It's the official remix. If you haven't heard it, it's bananas. And you know, you can actually see a bunch of other, you know, hot records that are on there. So, and like I said, this is real time. So this thing changes. You can go on right now, and it'll change, you know, the next 15 minutes, you know, based on how many people are listening, and you know, so on and so forth.
Wow, that's dope. That's real dope. I wanted to ask you, I'm glad you brought that up, Golden, because I wanted to ask you, has there been a time that an artist has, I'm pretty sure there's been several times, right? Just so we can talk more about the results and goals that everyone has. Is there any time that you feel Vertical may have broken an artist with the E-Blast, you know, launching a record deal or just propelling their career even more through Vertical?
Yeah, let me say this. You know, I think Vertical is a very important piece of the puzzle. You know, it's definitely something that you want in your toolbox when you're promoting your music. A lot of people start with us. They come back to us. And I can personally say that we're responsible for breaking a number of records. I don't necessarily have to name them. I think if you go on the site and you visit and you look at, you know, at the people that continually use Vertical from around the world and the record companies, I mean, they're not just putting music on there because it's a cool place to have it, but we're actually delivering results, you know. And that's what I was talking about earlier about being effective for the DJs. Like, the DJs know that they can come to our site and they can actually retrieve music that's new, that's hot, and that they can be on the cutting edge of getting it first. You know, and that's one thing that we're proud of. So instead of saying, you know, who we broke, if you go on the site, you know, you'll see a lot of people, you know, who use us, and they're using us for a reason. So I like to think that we're help breaking all of them. You know, you can go to, I don't know. I mean, once you're on the site, I mean, and the cool, one of the cool things is you can go to a song, and you can click on that song, and you can actually see what the DJs are saying about the record. You know, so you can actually see what DJs all over the world said about your record. You know, like this song "Turned Down for What" with Lil Jon or whatever. You know, you can actually click on that song and see what DJs, and then you can see where the DJs are located. You know, and those type of results are just, you know. But I invite everybody. Like I said, I'm real transparent, bro. Like I said, you know, there's no secrets. You know, I got a great team that worked with me. And we do a good job of trying to make it as simple as possible. And if you look at the site, and you know, if you guys call me up and say, "Man, you know what? We think you should try, you know, try this." We probably would, because we're a small company and we're flexible. I'm open for all ideas.
Most definitely. And
that's
then
awesome.
Go
my
back
first
to...
thing is I got to join, bro. I'm about to join this joint as soon as we get off the line and get that music up there, bro. You know what I'm saying? I got to get on here and check this out. Like, everything that I've saw over the past week leading for you to come up to the show, I'm like, this is a dope joint, man. And I've always seen the logo and heard about it, but, you know, us being in the game, man, we see so many cats, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yo, sign up to our company, sign up to our... man, I got so many passwords and users' names. It is ridiculous for all the sites that I'm a part of, you know what I'm saying? But the effective ones, man, you definitely like to make sure that we are part of, because it's very rare that somebody pays attention to the detail. And it's always the guys that's in it that started DJing or started rapping or used to do something that's in it, because they know how it feels to be in it and want it, you know what I'm saying? So I always see that the guys that actually been a DJ, actually been an artist, whenever they build something, they try to make sure that, hey, we want to make this work for people.
Right, absolutely. Well, you know, once you come from it, you know, and you know, you grow out of it, you know, you can see what needs to be fixed and, you know, what could be done better. And like I said, I just try to provide solutions. You know, let me tell you guys about this is probably one of my most favorite features about the site, and we actually just launched this. And Onyx, she actually has her own now. When DJs register, because there's a DJ register button, it allows Vertical to now promote the DJs. that are utilizing vertical. And I think, you know, if you go, you can actually see her profile. I don't know what the web address is, but it's vertical.com/DJ/ whatever your handle name is, Onyx. But it allows me to promote the people that have been supporting Vertical. You know what I'm saying? And that's like one of the coolest things that I could ever do, is because I have DJs all over the world, and now I'm able to do something for you, you know. I'm able to send out to our, you know, Twitter followers and, you know, people on our social networks, like, you know, this is DJ Onyx, you know, or this is, you know, this is DJ Chaotic in Dallas, Texas, or this is DJ Chicken in New Orleans. And now you can learn everything that you want to know about the DJ. One of the other features that we just launched is once you're registered as a DJ, and this is dope. I wish I would have had this years ago. DJs can actually set up their crates on Vertical once you're logged in. So I don't know how you all DJ, but you could actually set your entire show up right on Vertical, and you can order the songs based on what plays first, second, third. And you can also do it by BPM, or, you know, if you have a club banger crate. I'm talking to the DJs. Now, you may have a club banging crate. You may have a R&B crate. You may have a reggae crate, a remix crate, an EDM crate. And as you go through Vertical, once you're registered, you don't even have to leave feedback anymore. You just go song to song, and you can download the songs, or you can add them to a crate. Now, once you have your DJ crate set up, this reggae crate, for example, then you can take that crate, and then you can download the crate, or you can you know, just play right out of your computer the entire crate. So let's say, for example, both you guys are running late and you had a, you know, emergency vertical crate. You could just let that emergency vertical crate play for your whole radio show. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, we're trying to provide solutions for people that don't have a lot of time. But that's one of the dopest things. Because, you know, as a DJ, man, organization is key. And trying to keep all that music organized. So, but we all do it differently, so that's why we give you the ability to organize by genre or by BPM or however you DJ, you know. I know you guys are tired of hearing me talk, so I mean, I can talk about it all day, because you know, this is a living. But Global 14, Global 14, Global 14 is the promo code, GLOBAL14, all together, lowercase. Global 14, the number one and number four. All right, and if anybody needs to reach me, I'll give that to them now. We can be reached on any social network that you can think of. I think we got a profile on Christian Mingles, so y'all can hit me on that if y'all want. I'm just kidding. But now, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can reach us on the email. It's info@vertical info@vertical.com. You can call us in the office. I'll give you the number. It is 214-550-0561. 214-550-0561. Somebody's in the office 24 hours a day managing the site, loading music to the site, and making sure that our store never closes. Because when you got an internet site or, you know, a web-based company, your store is always open.
Most definitely. Yeah. And Kevin, and really, I actually have a few more things I want to see if we have here on the line. We've got the time.
So keep going. I can stay as long as y'all want. I don't want y'all to be like, Lord, man, he just kept talking and talking.
No.
But like I said, you know, this is what I do for a living. You know what I'm saying? I go from Vertical to Walmart and buy toilet tissue, if you follow me. I mean, this is what we do. So this is the life.
And this is, you know, we it's Wednesday night, and it's all about Vertical right now. Shout out to, and again, thank you so much. We gave a lot of information prior to you coming on about you giving this quote out tonight, and that's just a huge, huge deal and a great opportunity for artists to get their record heard if they hadn't had a budget set aside, and teaches them to, you know, begin to start a budget. Like, this is a very viable resource and service that they can utilize. So what I want to ask you, actually somebody hit me up and wanted to know about the event in Dallas that you mentioned and what date that was again and what that entails.
All right, good. It's the we call it the Vertical Music and DJ Mixer. And as a DJ, as a professional DJ, you know, I never get a chance to fellowship and network with my fellow DJs because we're normally working, you know, at the same time. I'm at one club on one side of the town. He's at another club. you know, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays. You know, during the week they may have another job or be, you know, pulled in other directions. But we started this a year ago, and we do it in Dallas 3 times a year. We do it in March, the Monday after South by Southwest, which we just had that one, and it was crazy. We do it in July, which is going to be July 21st, 2014, and then we do it in November, so 3-7-11. And then the other months, we go to different cities. Like we're going to go to Wichita Falls. We're going to go to we're going to try and do Killeen. We're going to do Memphis in June. We're going to do New Orleans. We're going to do Houston. We're going to do Shreveport. So every month I try to go somewhere different because, you know, just like an artist, you really have to move around. You have to spread yourself around to actually get better and to, you know, increase your awareness as a company and as a and whatever you're doing. But what it is it's just a networking session for DJs and for artists. Last time we had well over 300 DJs from Oklahoma, from Texas, from all parts of Texas, Arkansas, from Louisiana that come in and just converge for 5 or 6 hours of just networking, talking about music, talking about new technology. And then, you know, in the meantime, you know, we probably have a few performances. But we also try to bring up people that can actually give some information about, you know, how to build the website, maybe have an attorney there on, you know, as a mixtape DJ, you know, am I in violation if I do this or do that? So we try to have it as productive as possible. And we do it on Monday nights because that's when most DJs are off based on the poll. So the DJs are off from, you know, 8 to 11 or 12, then just come stop by, get something to eat, see your fellow DJs that we don't get a chance to see each other because we're actually working. So that's what it is. But it's going to be July 21st in Dallas, Texas at Club Onyx.
Okay.
All right.
Already. That's easy. That's easy to remember. Definitely have to try to touch down for that then.
Let me just say this. During this mixer that we're going to have, the focus is going to be on vertical. Anybody listening that knows Club Onyx knows what I'm talking about, but the focus will be strictly on music and DJs for our time there.
Right.
You know, but we've outgrown like 4 different places, so, you know, we need a facility that can hold 1,500 people. And like I said, DJs come from all over, so we want everybody to be comfortable, and they welcomed us with open arms. But like I said, the focus will be music. Let's leave it there.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's what's up. And you know, also I wanted to ask you, so again, it is a DJ music mixer. But the artists are welcome to come, and you spoke about may have a few performances. Now, are these paid slots, or these featured slots for the DJs to get first and performances? Okay, all right, and they can just call your. Okay.
Yep. They can call us up. You know, they can call us up, and you know, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings out there, but let me say this: if you're an artist and somebody has something going on and they're charging you to perform. You know, I just personally don't think that that's probably a very wise investment. What we try to do is the money that you spend with us, we're going to put it toward the promotion of your song. And the performance is really just a bonus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Awesome.
So it doesn't make sense for me to collect any amount of money to let you perform and I'm not promoting your music. I want to have your music in the hands of DJs if they do like it. And say, oh, okay, I got that record a few days ago. He did a good job performing. Or, you know what, I got that record. It sounded much better, but he sucked performing. He needs some help, you know, with stage, you know, stage engagement and crowd and participation, things like that. So we try to set up promotion packages, not performance packages. Because, some, you know, I mean, if we got 1,000 people in the building and 800 of them are not listening at that particular point in time, I'm not sure that was a very, you know, wise use of you spending your money. So I just try to tell people, there's a lot of people out there that are spending money and not really getting results, you know.
I was just speaking about that when I was talking to artists about these conferences and what they should be looking for when it comes to budgeting aside for, again, just making sure the results, you know, even going back, there's a lot of people doing these talent nationwide, you know, going powered by, but it's really not, you know. And they're throwing a name on there, and artists are paying $100, $150, and they're sweeping each city, getting this money, but the winners aren't getting a thing. And if you could just do a simple Google search on last year's winner, you'll see clearly nothing took place, they
right.
didn't get the result that, you know, the company claimed to provide, which was a record deal or whatever it was at the time. So it really is just, it's very simple research. And hopefully, like you said, you're on the show tonight. Yeah. Well, yes.
They got to have common sense.
They do. They got to take the time to. Yeah, they got to take the time to educate themselves and go to these conferences and utilize services. You know, give it a try. If you can't, you know, you gave the free promo code tonight. That was wonderful. But then $100 is not bad to reach several DJs, you know, at one time just to get some feedback. So, you guys, I mean, that's $20, $25 a week. Where, you know, that's nothing. So, I'm glad that you mentioned and broke that down as far as the performance. Now, can I ask you to give some advice on some DJs? Anybody looking to become a DJ that's just getting in the game, what are some things that they can try to do and places they can attend to network and get their skills up?
Well, you know, the vertical mission is definitely, you know, good. You know, maybe joining a coalition is always cool so you can actually, you know, join a brotherhood of DJs. I think a DJ coalition is worthwhile, you know. Just like in every bunch, you're going to have bad apples. But I think if you're mm-hmm. going to be a DJ, be around DJs. You need to attend some of the conferences. They just had the Core DJ Conference in Miami. They got the DJs United, which I thought that was a great event, you know, DJs from all over, not just the Midwest. Mm-hmm. I was surprised how many DJs came. But just being affiliated, you know, and getting yourself, you know, acclimated to what DJs do. You know, I have a lot of people that say, hey, man, I want to DJ. And, you know, and I say, you know, do you really want to DJ? You know, I mean, do you love music, you know? As a DJ, you're going to be asked to play things that you don't want to play. You're going to have to satisfy crowds. You're going to be on your feet. You know, are you willing to make the investment in the technology? And technology mm-hmm. makes it a lot easier for people to get in the game, you know, with computers. And, you know, you don't actually have to go out and, do as hard of a job as you used to. But I just mm-hmm. tell them, if you're going to do it, just be very serious about it. There are a lot of resources on the internet. There are a lot of programs. You know, the controllers now, you know, you can buy. I mean, really, you know, we can go to Best Buy right now and leave out a professional DJ, you know. You know, we can buy a laptop, we can buy a controller, we can buy some CDs, or we can just download some music, and then we can go play the hits. You know, you could actually do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I don't have a problem with that. I just have a problem with that DJ, you know, going into the club, telling the club owner, oh, yeah, you know, I'll do it for free, or, you know, you're undercutting the next DJ. And that may be the biggest
mm-hmm.
issue that, you know, we're seeing within the DJ community is that DJs, are just undercutting severely now, you know. Like, you know, whatever he's charging, I'll charge half. And I'm like, what? Like, you know, what did he do that?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Paris Hilton is a DJ right now. That tells you the Paris Hilton just was like, hey, you know what? I'm a DJ now.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what? And you know what? She probably can put on the hottest 10 records. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if she can mix them. I'm, you know, I've never heard a DJ, but, you know, she can put on the hottest 10 records, you know. But after that after the hot 10 records, what are you going to do now? You know,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. So I just tell everybody, man, practice. You know, when I started, it took me 3 summers to learn how to mix. I'm going to be truthful with you. And it's still things that I've been DJing for over 20 years that I still can't do as far as scratching and, you know, some of the tricks and stuff like that, which is not really all about that, but I just, you know, I've never really focused on it, but there's always something new, and I still watch videos. You can go on and watch Jazzy Jeff and Q-Bert and all these great DJs do tricks and learn how to scratch. There's like a 20-step tutorial on YouTube to show you how to scratch properly, you know, if that's what you want
right.
to do, how to mix, you know, how to drop stuff. So, you know, I take it real serious because, like I said, it has provided
mm-hmm.
a great life for, you know, my family. And like I said, I'm a professional DJ, and I take it serious. You know, like when I leave the club, I go to Walmart. I got to buy, you know, juice and milk and, you know, toilet
mm-hmm.
tissue and whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is how I provide for myself. So I tell everybody, if you want to do it, just get serious about it and go for it. But you got to be a music lover.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're doing it for the girls or you're doing it for the drinks, that's not going to last long because the girl's not always going to look like that and the drink's not always going to taste good.
And then those be the cats that be undercutting the real DJs, boy. They go in there for that little fame and they get some little girls hollering their name and they spend it for $100 for 4 hours. Right. It's crazy.
Right. Just recently we had the NBA All-Star in New Orleans, and I had a few events booked or whatever. And, you know, the promoter called me. He kept it real. He called me early enough. He was like, hey, man, like, I got to call you, and I'll tell you. He said, we got a big name. He said, but, you know, I sent you your deposit. I'm going to let you go ahead and keep that, but, you know, I really don't need you to DJ. And I was like, well, what happened? You know, I'm just trying to find out, you know, like, well, you know, what's the deal? He said, man, we had a DJ call, and he actually paid us to be on the ticket, you know? And I'm like, man, what part of the game is that? You know, like, I didn't even have a comeback. You know what I'm saying? It was like, I was just like, all right, but that's a good deal. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's like, he just wanted to be on the flyer, man, you know, and, that might just be his entryway. You know, he paying to play. I don't know. I've never heard of anything like that, but I really couldn't be mad. I just had to say, trust me. You know, but he gonna take that flyer and he gonna tell you, I DJ for Diddy. You know, I'm DJing for Diddy.
Wow.
And it's gonna be on Instagram and Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And people be like, damn, you know, wow, he DJ for Diddy. You know, not knowing that he probably had like a 30-minute set and Diddy wasn't there. You know what I'm saying?
He wasn't even in the building yet. He was still in traffic.
Right, you know, he probably hasn't even landed yet. But like I said, man, you know, being that I live in it, I try not to hate on people, or whatever, and just accept it as it comes.
Right.
I always try to find the solutions, you know. So
I don't think it's hate, man. I don't think it's hate. I think you're a music lover, and you don't want the culture cheapened.
Exactly.
And you know, it's a lot of cats out there that's cheapening the craft. You know, Onyx and I talk about it on our show all the time. There's a lot of things that also that you artists and DJs should know yourself. And you know, when something sounds like, hey, I could get signed overnight, or you even thinking that's the case, then you need to do your research. I know a lot of artists out there dropping music, DJs and artists, without even being registered with the proper performance rights organization. So if your song did take off, you wouldn't even know because you can't even track it, you know?
Right.
So, a guy like you, Kevin, coming on here and just reiterating and dropping more knowledge off the basis and foundation that Onyx and I talk about to our audience all the time is great, because I think if we keep a consistent, conscious effort on education, that, you know, a lot of these things won't keep happening with new artists that's listening or with old artists that's listening. But there's a lot of garbage going on in the game today, and like you said, we need to find solutions instead of just talking about it.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. As we got our first submission from the calls, it's Revolution Zoe. So Revolution Zoe got his song loaded in the website. So it's working. At least we got the information out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we definitely know who that is.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, we do. Everyone that you mentioned.
Rock with us.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then
cool. We're going to make it live in the website here in a little bit. And it looks like he loaded everything up. He got a song called Dance Anymore featuring Sky.
Yeah, I know who that is.
All
okay.
right, cool.
Okay. Somebody says, okay, I'll get with him offline. I'm getting a couple of tweets and messages and texts. And then I want to ask you this, Kevin. I know I keep saying, oh, just one more thing.
No, keep going.
And then can also, let's give out the promo code again for everybody that missed it or that's texting me saying they missed it or whatever.
Okay, it's global 14, all lowercase. And all together, global, GLOBAL 114, global 14.
Okay, most definitely. Actually, just there's a couple of well-known artists who should be putting some music up as well. So, I mean, hey, if they can use a promo code and utilize, you know, if they haven't utilized
it. Absolutely, go for it.
Sure.
It's wide open. you know, I normally do this, you know, when I go to a certain conference or whatever, and I'm doing it now, and I find that, you know, a lot of people aren't even ready to upload, but anybody that's ready to upload, you know, come put your music on. We're going to actually, you know, and actually do some promotion to help you promote it. We're going to put it on our social networks, and then we'll see how it goes. So it looked like Revolution Zoe, it looked like he was ready, if that's a male or
right.
female, but it looked like he was ready.
Right.
That's a young brother right there, yeah.
Yes, and I like what he has to offer as well. Definitely a different spin. So your site is certainly going to be effective for him with the several DJs that you have on there. And I want to ask you, what inspires you? I know the culture, but anything in particular, anybody that you grew up looking into, listening to, for inspiration as far as the culture being a DJ in this industry as a whole, because it can be overwhelming. At times, and you know, also all the changes. So, I want to ask you two things. What is the one thing that inspires you, keeps you going in this industry?
The one thing that keeps me inspired is just my passion for music, you know, and loving music and loving the art and the craft of DJing. Like I said, that may sound kind of corny, but everything mm-hmm. that I do, you know, is centered around this craft. You know, this career that I've, you know, made, and sometimes I got to sit back and pinch myself and say, you know, I get paid to play music, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get paid to actually rock a crowd, like to, you know, to go and party, you know? And that's mm-hmm. just unbelievable. And, you know, I look up to all of the DJs, man. I've been around a long time, and I'm just a music lover, you know? It's not much music that I won't listen to, you know, and I'm actually starting to be a little bit, you know, intrigued by the EDM and, you know, and the way that whole culture is evolving, because that is going to be the, you know, the next universal sound. But, you know, music motivates me, you know, like you say, music on and, you know, world off type thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that EDM movement is the future, man. I'm intrigued by it too. We over here producing EDM music as well, man. I'm seeing guys actually make a lot of money through, and it's just like awesome to me. Like, they don't even care about the artists like that. If the beat got you rocking, you
right.
can actually make some great money off that
yep.
instrumental. And it's leading to the fact where the DJs are becoming the rock stars, because all we're interested in is you rocking us and rocking the crowd with these instrumentals or these beats.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, just like some people say, hip-hop was going to be a fad, and they're saying the same thing about this, but I don't think so. I think this is going to last long, just like hip-hop did.
Yeah, I think it is, too. You know, and then, you know, it started with EDM, and I think kind of a spinoff of EDM, and this might even be bigger, because it actually gets into a lot of break beats with DJs, as the trap, you know, not the
trap,
mm-hmm.
you know, not trap, but I mean the actual genre of trap, you know,
trap music.
We have a number of trap music, you know, man,
mm-hmm.
that's like some of the dopest music, you know. I mean, we got Playing Skill
yeah.
here in Dallas, Texas, and they've been dropping. They got Trap House Texas, I think, about to drop, and they've been giving us the exclusive. If you go on Vertical and you search Playing Skills, you'll get them. They did like a trap mix to Happy by Pharrell, and it's just bananas. They did one to, Niggas in Paris. I mean, just, you know, all of the music, you know, that the hot music that they're dropping, trap, you know, beats over, and they're just murdering it, bro. I mean, like, you know, crazy.
Nice.
So, you know, all the DJs that's listening, man, I invite you to come and, you know, get familiar with Vertical. We usually have the music first. And like I said, we usually try to have all of the versions. You know, one more, just a piece of knowledge for the artists out there.
Mm-hmm.
Another trend that I see is the importance of DJ intros, a DJ intro version of your song. A lot of people don't know what that is, but normally it's like a 32-second instrumental intro before the lyrics start on the song, the lyrics or the chorus. And what that does is it serves a number of purposes. Number one, it makes it easier for DJs to mix. And then number two, for radio stations, a lot of the, you know, the radio jocks will actually talk over that 32-second intro, and then your songs will just come right on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, look into it. I mean, we offer the service with Vertical. If you have any orders interested, you can give us a call. We'll, you know, we can, you know, explain it to you. But that's gonna, I mean, that is becoming more and more important. And if you actually release out a DJ intro version of your song, you sometimes you don't even really need to introduce or even release the instrumental, which I know some people feel, you know, certain kind of ways about releasing the instrumental. So just do your research, but a DJ intro, and you got to do it for both versions. It's very important. But it's a 32-second instrumental before the song comes on.
Hello, guys. Are we still here?
Yeah, I'm still on. I'm checking out Revolutions over real quick.
Okay. Onyx, we still got you on?
Onyx, battery might have died, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, she going to be calling right back in. I'm over here registering myself right now, too, Kevin. So, basically, I just go to... where it says register. Okay, I'm at DJ registration.
And then
let's see.
All right, well, hey, Kevin.
There we go. We got her back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all was waiting on me. I'm sorry. I got Kevin screening calls. I have, like, my board is lit up, by the way, Kevin. So they're definitely appreciating the information, asking about the promo code as well. And, They're just really tuned in and listening. But I have Butter on the line right now, and he has, you know, wants to holler at you for a quick minute. Butter, you live right now, Global 14?
I'm live, Global 14, the Cup. Big salute to Onyx, Vertico, you know, everybody independent, everybody working, and you know, humbleness and honesty. I'm saluting y'all for what y'all been doing. I've been watching. I've been tuned in. Make sure I get that promo code, too, man, because my duckets ain't been adding up. I've been trying to rap with Vertico for a minute. But
okay.
Big shout out to you, man. Everything you've been, you know, you've been spitting to the airwaves, man, it's so truthful, man. And so, you know, it's inspirational at the same time, and it's knowledge, you know what I mean? So, man, I'm rocking, man. I want to just, man, I come on here just to listen, man, just to listen. But I like to put my two cents in. I talk too much anyway. But I'm it's Gutter Gaddafi, man. Y'all can follow me on the Twitter, whatever the case. Militia Music Group, my label, CEO. But the campaign trail I'm on right now is New Texas. I'm hashtagging New Texas on everything independent and underground with nothing major behind it is New Texas. And it's open to all genres, you know, all different, you know, revenue streams, whatever. It's just New Texas because I feel for what you got going on. Big shout out to Miss Onyx again, once and again, because I've been rocking and following her movement since like 06. So I'm so proud and happy in your development and how you still rocking, and then not only doing your thing, but sharing it with people like me and other people who try and want to do the same things. But this is what it's about, y'all. I preach too much, but this is what it's about. So big salute. Last time I called in, y'all had a crazy topic, but big shout out to y'all, man. Y'all keep this going on because It without the flow of knowledge, and you know what I mean? Without the knowledge, you know, a lot of us artists going to be out here walking blind. So it's greatly
indeed
appreciated, and I'm through with that, but it's greatly appreciated.
Thank you so much.
Up,
appreciate that.
Hey, bro, look, that promo code is Global14. Sign up as a client, log in, and we got a couple other people that's doing it right now. So, you know, send them on in. It's going to be active for another 3.5 hours or whatever. But we got Prince Stamina. They also loaded something to the website. I don't know if y'all know Prince Stamina.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, from Killeen, Texas. So, you know, let's get them on here. And like I said, what we're also going to do is not just put them on the site, but we're going to take each of the songs and we're going to blast them out to all of our social networks. So you'll see that we're going to tag you in it, and we're going to tag Global 14 to cut. And give you guys a kind of a, you know, share with you a piece of what we do here over at Vertical.
Most definitely.
Wow, that's what's up, man. Big, much respect. Thank you so much for calling in and for everything that you said. We, again, greatly appreciate that. And yeah, let's get it in. Get that Vertigo song uploaded. Get it cracking. Let's do it.
Get it.
XO told them come get it on Vertigo.
That's right. We need to play
that.
They murdered that joint right there,
yeah, man.
I'm like,
you know how certain songs be corny when they represent something like a website or something like that. Nah, they made sure they put it in on that one. So, come get it at Vertigo. I can listen to that joint again. Homeboy went in on the verse and everything.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, I'm trying to think of.
You got anybody else that wants that needs to get a got a question or anything? Because like I say, after midnight it's gonna cost $19.95, so we need to get it here right now.
I think I just joined up as a DJ. Was I supposed to join up under a diff? I think I just joined up as a DJ. I might have messed up real quick.
Well, if you're a DJ?
Do you see Golden Fleece? Because it said DJ stage name, but it said I signed up successfully.
Yeah, you probably signed up as a DJ. Hold on one second, I'll let you know. Man.
Okay, I kind of messed up.
Alrighty. And so, this is dope. And like you said, definitely going to do a quick blast. I mean, this is just, I don't know what more you could ask for. That's definitely just showing character.
Yeah, you signed up as a DJ, but I think you need to experience that too, bro. Like, you can actually create your crates, and then now that you signed up as a DJ, you can just, you know, browse through the library, and you don't actually have to leave the feedback. I mean, well, I'm saying entering all the information to leave the feedback. It's already in the system for you. So, but check it out, man. I think you're going to like it.
Nah, I know definitely I'm gonna like it, man. I have my own production company, Fourth Quarter Entertainment, man. We done produced for a lot of different artists out there, from Sci-Hi to Prince to Young Buck, Young Bird, Sean Price, Ghostface Killer. So, you know, we getting music done a lot. So I would love to start uploading, you know, our music and have our own independent artists that we work with. So I definitely want to be on both sides as regarding the DJ and being able to upload the music and get the feedback as well.
Mhm. And just so you guys know, I want to let the artists know. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that, Kevin. I was going to tell you that.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I actually got uploaded to Vertigo. I did a hook for a record, but this thick one has an artist named LG, me and another R&B vocalist. Got on a record and did a track called City Light. And like you said, it was very effective. You could go on there and the DJ, you can see them commenting from different cities and different states and wherever they were, of course, different states. But, yeah, everywhere and giving their feedback, and they rate the song. And I think we got like a 4.8, and like you said, the best was a 5.
Yeah.
I know we were 4-point-something, and that was really dope, and we got to see the downloads and all of that, but it's definitely up to the artist as well to push that link as well to several people. Promote yourself as well, because you guys can't
right, because
it.
Yeah, because once it's on the site, you know, it's on there permanently, you know, until you until you want to take it down. But that link is always your link, so you know, all you have to do is take it and retweet it out, and then you can also check it from your phone. So we have Vertigo Mobile, which it checks from your phone. So, you know, it'll open up, and, you know, it's a real cool feature to check it out. So, anybody, if you're on your cell phones, go check it out on your cell phones. I think you'll like it. It's a real cool site.
Alrighty. So, since we got you on the line, we actually do, on this show, we do like a news segment. And so, did you get an opportunity to look at the XXL freshman cover that dropped, that came out?
At the what? I'm sorry.
The XXL freshman cover. Did you see
you
who made
what?
The freshman
first? Yep, I did. I looked at it, and, I think they got it mostly right. You know, that's the one that's making noise. That's the next wave, you know, so... I was real proud of Kevin.
They left the females off, though, man. They left,
yeah,
they left some hot females off.
I was looking for 3D.
Yeah, they left Nati off.
Yeah, well, they left Nati off. They left a number of females that are actually doing a good job. You know, I thought they were going to release like a female freshman version too when I saw that, but they left off a few. And not T, she probably should have been on one, two, 3 years ago. You know, she probably a junior now, but you know, but I guess you got to pay your dues and it's all a process. But you know, there's a Chameleon. You know, she's good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just a bunch of females out there, and I think that's one part of the game that's really missing, man. You know, the female, you know, the female artists, and that they don't, you know, I don't know. I think that's another solution. I mean, another problem we need a solution for. But they got some dope female, you know, artists out there, man.
That's right. Shout out to the ladies. Already. Well, yeah, a lot of people, I wish, and like you said, do I have other people calling? No, they're actually, like, texting and Facebooking and all of that, but you guys, if you do have a question for Kevin or for Vertical, the services that he offers, 760-913-4119, we're definitely going to send out another tweet with the info, the email, and the phone number that he provided. The promo code is global14, lowercase, global14, and, yeah, and then the next, like you said, the next event, July 21st, Dallas, Texas, Club Onyx.
That's gonna be the next one in Dallas. We're gonna be in Memphis on June 18th at the Wednesday night, and we're gonna do it in conjunction with the Memphis Music Exchange. So I know we're gonna be there, and the other dates don't come to mind, but I know we, like I said, we got about five other cities that we're definitely gonna do before the end of the year.
Already. Well, is there anything else that you would like to share with all the artists that are listening and all the DJs as well?
You know, like I said before, you know, I take this business seriously, and hopefully they do. You know, as far as, I mean, I can give you, you know, I can give you all type of feedback and things that you guys should be doing, but you know, the main thing is just to stay focused. You know, it's going to be a lot of things that come along and try to discourage you, or, you know, it's not going to go the way that you kind of saw it going or foresaw it going. But I would just say, man, keep grinding. You know, everybody's not going to like your music. That don't mean that they don't like you. Like, you know, we talked about different types of DJs tonight. You know, all DJs aren't going to like your music, but that's not a reason for you to give up. But I would just stay positive and don't let it, you know, dissuade you or, you know, change your motivation and your aspirations, you know, because as a DJ, they got some people who don't like the way that I DJ, you know. It's probably only one or two in the world, but, you know, you're not going to satisfy everybody. I don't let those one or two, you know, change, you know, what, you know, my dreams, but I don't know, man, it's just so much with this business, you know. It's a it's a simple business, but it is complicated, you know, when you inject the people into it and all of the stuff that goes on in the business. But it's a beautiful business if you can get in and find your lane. And I tell everybody that I come into, you know, staying in your lane is mandatory, but you know, you determine your own speed, you feel me?
Definitely.
You know, you go as fast as you want as long as you're in your lane. I can't believe we don't have any other artists out there that have got questions, man. Like I say, after this, I'm going to charge after the call, so maybe they don't want to talk or whatever, but it's all cool. We
have this all the time. You can have Maya on the line and it'll be just next pick that will be one to talk. I mean, it just never fails. It never fails. But your board will be blown up, your phone will be blown up, the Facebook. it's just crazy. It's like people really get, you know, like radio size, I guess the way to say it would be the way to say it. So I have to coach everybody, like, well, how do I say it? Well, just say it, you know? So it's just kind of funny because we do this, so we don't get shy or whatever, but it's funny. So, yeah, I'm at work right now, so, I mean, and I told them, don't inbox me, don't, none of that. Let me see who this is, actually. I do have somebody holding. Now that I gave that whole seat, hold on one moment for me. Be here. Well, before Tina Kirk, live with Vertical. Did you have a question or comment?
Vertical, what's good with you, big homie? This is Core DJ, DJ Ike Jeter.
Oh, wow. And then you did all of that, and we actually lost him.
Oh, wow.
But while we waiting for him to come back on, shout out to you, DJ Ike, Core DJ. Actually,
you
just took down to Core DJ's conference this past weekend. Salute to you guys. Anything you can let the listeners know about Core DJs real quick, a brief overview since we have their attention.
I mean, the Core DJs is the largest DJ organization in the world. Like, we got DJs spread out not only in the United States, but in Africa, in Europe, in Asia. So, like, we're doing it big.
Alrighty. And I do have Kevin Vertical back on the line. Floor is yours.
My minutes ran out on my cell phone. My bad.
Okay, we got to do better, bro.
All right, that was a joke.
But, Kev, what's good? This is DJ Ike G, the Core DJ. What's good with you, bro?
Well, what's up, fam? How you doing, man?
Boy, I'm good. I just want to call in real quick and thank you for dropping some of the game that you dropped on some of these artists tonight, man. Like, a lot of artists need to hear that. And not just coming from the DJ standpoint, but coming from a businessman standpoint who's actually working in the business of music.
Right. So, man, I'm glad I could do it, bro. I know you had a great time in Miami. I know the Core did. I saw some of the pictures, man, and some of the footage. I couldn't make it because of some pre-existing engagement. But that I think every artist in the world should have been there, man.
Oh, definitely. And I know we'll see you at the next one, so
absolutely.
Don't worry.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's already written, but like I said, this weekend was just one of those weekends. You know, in Texas, man, Cinco de Mayo, it's kind of hard to get away from that in Texas, you feel me?
Right.
Honest, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Absolutely.
I do.
Oh, yeah, and I'm definitely going to take advantage of the upload of music, so... Now, any artist that's listening right now too need to take advantage of that. Like that's a big deal.
Yeah. Well, we already posted Revolution Zoe and Prince Stamina. If he's listening, I'm gonna give him a call after. He loaded it up a song. So,
okay.
Like I said, I rarely do this, but I think it's a good opportunity to get a few people familiar with Vertical and let us do a little promotion for you and see what happens.
No doubt.
Alrighty.
Once again, thank you. Thank you, Onyx. Thank you, Golden Fleece. Thanks for holding everybody down. And I'll see y'all when I see you.
Alrighty.
Big Ike Jeter. Man, I'm mad. I missed the damn Core DJ's retreat, man. And them shits be crazy, bro.
Yeah, that was big, bro. Debbie had to touch down to another. Everybody that's listening, Global 14, look right, Kevin just came on and dropped the promo code, so it is Global Lowercase 14. And for the first time in a long time, we actually ran out of time, so we got to go ahead and ride out. But if you guys, again, Global 14 is the promo code courtesy of Vertical Kevin right now. Like he said, he rarely does this. You got a minute left to get a free conversation in, but...
They better be getting up on Vertical. I'm over here down to my last little boxes I gotta fill out. Oh, don't get it confused, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you
shit,
can, yeah.
I know what's good when I hear it, you know what I'm saying? We all
look,
over this joint.
I already knew when you got a little quiet that you was over there getting registered.
I was over there doing it.
Yeah, but I really appreciate you guys' support, and like I said, I look forward to working with you guys, and helping you build your brand. And like I said, I think we all just getting started, and a lot more left to go, with all of us. So I really appreciate it, and I'm very sincere when I say that to everybody that's listening. Once again, artists, you have to register as a client one time, and once you're registered, you can keep that login. And then the promo code that's going to bypass you having to pay tonight until midnight is Global14.
We still there.
Yep.
Not,
but
I'm not.
And like I said, somebody will be in the office. If anybody has any questions or whatever, just give us a call in the office. We'll help you through it tonight. But I just want to say thank you again, and I'm going to relieve y'all of my voice because I know I've been talking too much. But thank you, and you know what I'm saying, blessings and, you know, good fortunes to everybody, and shit, keep doing what you're doing. Respect.
Alrighty. Much respect to you. Thank you so much, Kevin. Thank you.
Much appreciated, brother. Thank you very much.
Golden Fleece, you the man, bro.
I appreciate it, my brother. We all going to catch up, man. I'm loving what I'm seeing with this site, man, and I hope you artists out there, too. Shout out to every artist that signed up. If they missed the deadline, hey, like we said in the beginning, you can't say we ain't get your shit.
That's right. Already, we definitely appreciate you. We got a blog post coming up for you as well, Kevin. We had a little server issues on Global 14, but we have a post coming up as well for you. So everybody that missed it, they'll still be able to access your information via our blog as well. So we appreciate you. Can't thank you enough, and hope to see you soon, maybe July at the Mixer.
Yep. I will see you soon. Vertical, we work. I'm out.
Already.
All right, later.
Okay, so, yeah, that was pretty dope. Got to have Vertical on the line, like we said, and like he said, he gave the information out for you to use his promo code. It is only available for 2 more hours. Or he said 12, and I believe he's Central Time, so you've got about 3 more hours to get that in and get your music right. Dope dude, humble dude, respectful, hardworking. You just couldn't ask for more. You know what I mean? Knows everything. That's it. It's straight up like that. I do want to say while we still have everybody online, I do got to send definitely, I'm glad to hear that Rich Homie Quan is well and out the hospital, and definitely hope that he continues to do well, and that's very serious. I'm glad nobody played games with Mims. I didn't have to, you know, see that. You know, Love and Hip Hop, they came back and had a season. I didn't watch it. but they did have a season.
Love and Hip Hop, boy.
Love and Hip Hop.
I watched it. You know, I got to get my daily dose of ratchetness, weekly dose, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely saw it, you know. A lot of those people we know, you personally. We didn't have them on the show. So, you know, we had to catch up with them. One of us, I made sure I did it for both of us. And, yeah, just keep your eyes off it, man, because it's crazy. It's already crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It's already crazy.
I saw the men, so that was enough for me. I want to say also congrats to Mariah Carey making another cover. Who knows? UK, I believe it was. Next week, we will be in Atlanta at an event. Deborah Annie and Waka Flocka, the B100 radio event, will be there touching down with several other people, and also Love and Hip Hop people will be in the building because, you know, it is what it is. I want to give a shout-out to a couple of people as well, and I got to play his record before we leave, and we'll get him in it as well next week. But shout-out to Abel O, Signal PK. We met him right Global 14. Lady Boss, Ty Gibson, G-Jet, Stamina, Zoe, everybody that registered, Destiny, and then Lamana Stafford. Shout-out to everybody because they
Gutter.
And Gutter for calling in as well, and DJ Ike. We appreciate
you
guys.
Gutter. Ike,
and yes, shout out to Turk and Louisiana Cash who are taking advantage of the opportunity. I mean, it's real, you know. A lot of people are excited about that, and that was dope. But shout out to everybody that's been, you know, supporting us, and we really appreciate to hear that. It's not easy to get on here and fight with Blog Talk and fight with online and mad connections and music ain't trying to play and just
it's crazy.
You know, like it's just, you know,
it's
We got a lot going on outside of this show, so this is just strictly for you. We don't charge you to play your records when we do A&R. You know, we are going to have advertising services coming up, but we're like Kevin. We want to roll out and make sure the platform is easy and simplified for you so that way it's effective and you can actually measure what we're offering you. So, yeah, this again, every Wednesday night. Next week is going to be Looney Tunes producer, Love and Affection, one of my favorite Rihanna songs. I'm excited to have him on. Also, next week is going to be independent artist, and his name, This is the group. Let me see here. No. It's not the group. It's just the artist. And that's actually Jay Spool. So he's going to be on next week as well. So,
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot coming up, you guys. So just stay tuned. Rock with us. You can dial in 760-913-4119. Go ahead and save that on your phone. Hit us up on the Twitters at Onyx254. I'm everything Onyx254. Shout out to our staff, Lamont. He's Rocko's on Twitter. And that's it. We're back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, like we always do. Shoot the mic to you, homie, so you can give out your networks and everybody can follow you.
Yeah. Doug Golden Fleece on everything. You know what I'm saying?
You insulted.
Yeah, let me tell you something, man. I'm tuned out because, you know, I made a mistake. And, you know, I made a mistake. The words came up in red that just took my, you know, my whole focus off. Like, damn, what I do? So I had to fix that. You know what I'm saying? But holla at me at the Golden Fleece. You know what I'm saying? You know, we over here trying to make sure we, even though we do this, Onyx and I do a bunch of other shit, man. You know what I'm saying? So we take advantage of every opportunity too.
Every
you know what I'm saying? We're not here just to tell you about it. We take advantage of them. You hear us talking about conferences, we touching down. You hear us talking about concerts, we touching down. Events, touching down. We done been a lot of different places, man. I could show you the stamps on passports. I could show you the plane ticket. The miles don't stop. You know what I'm saying? So when we on the show telling you about some shit, we taking advantage of it too. Believe it, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm on here right now, getting it in with Vertigo.
You feel me?
There you go.
Already. And then you guys, I'm going to play this record. I really like this joint, actually, and it was brought to my attention by DJ Ike. I actually called in the core DJ, and it's by Sweet Six. And let me just give a shout-out to these names, Slash Garments and Sweet Six, because I'm really loving the names right here, the artist names, is very marketable. I just love it. I love it. So this record is called Making Plays. We're actually going to ride out to this record, and we're going to have to drop it again next week so that you all can listen. And but, yeah, let's ride out to that, and then we out next Wednesday. Let's go.
One love.
I got it. I got it. I got Molly, I got Lee, yeah, I'm cool when I'm mad. Got some strippers, got some killers, and we deep in the bag. All the niggas think I'm rapping, but I'm deep in the trap. Got some little young niggas who will kill you for them sets. Make them play, out the 12, make them play, out the Phantom, make them play. I be trapping, make them play, I be swerving, make them play, all day I'm make them play. Nigga project, yeah, bozo with them yappers in your fucking project. He gon' turn your ass to possum, roadkill. What the fuck them niggas talkin'? Put a hole in your head like a motherfucking number. Make a plans, I just tell it. I'll be working, and I fed them fucking ghosts. I'll be serving. Got them niggas, got them killers who will take a cornbread. If I'm feeding and I'm geeking, niggas know I'm on that. Yeah, you know I'm strapped up. Yeah, you know I'm iced out. Gold rain, kilo chain, I'm a fucking lighthouse. Woo! All of my niggas get money, we ball like the heat. Bump me a post for the man, doing the feet. Count me a Billy and Jag, all in a week. I'm up counting money, I don't never ever get no sleep. Need a couple M's, gotta get that plea. Started with the work, I'ma give her that D. Started with the work, I'ma give her that D. Word I die, nigga, let me be a G. I got Molly, I got Lee, yeah, I'm cool, one man. Got some strippers, got some killers, and we deep in the bag. All them niggas think I'm rapping, but I'm deep in the trap. Got some little young niggas who will kill you for them sets. Make them play, I just 12, make them play, at the Phantom, make them play, I be trying. rapping, making play. I be swerving, making play, making play, making play. All day I'm making play, making play. Think I'm rapping, they don't know I got them things. Got a plug on the pressure, I can turn you on the game. Got that AR on the dresser, I can turn you when it change. Got the work, got the work, got the work, I got the flame. Carolina, 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 Carolina. If a nigga say he got that work, let a nigga like me co-sign him.
Yeah, yeah.
Them niggas ain't got no money. Coop used, but they got low mileage.
Okay.
All them mob, but they need more diamonds.
Play, play.
Oh, my nigga, I be styling.
Okay.
I be making plays. I be jugging on them niggas. I be jugging on them bitches with them diamonds in my bitches. Making plays. I be trapping out the bandom. Got a whole lot of ammo. That's why they call me Rambo. Making plays. I get it. All the smoke guns. They with it.
They
love my swag.
My
demeanor. Oh, I'm fresh. Oh, I'm fresh. Straight out the cleanest.
Woo!
I got Molly. I got Lee. Yeah, I'm cool. I'm mad. Got some strippers. Got some killers. And we deep in the bag. All them niggas think I'm rapping, but I'm deep in the trap. Got some little young niggas who will kill you for them sets. Make them play. Make them play. Out the 12. Make them play. Make them play. Make them play. At the Phantom. Make them play. I be trapping. Make them play. I be swerving. Make them play. Make them play, make them play. All day I'm making play, make them play.
That's the unit, nigga.